He sends his apologies. He is on his way. He's just running a few minutes late, so he'll be here shortly. We're kind of in a unique situation tonight. We have two different governing boards coming together in a workshop tonight. So what we're going to do, just for the purpose of record keeping and minutes and hoping that we stay procedurally correct, we're going to call our portion of the meeting to order as a school board, and then we're going to allow the Board of County Commissioners to call their portion of the meeting to order just so we can make sure that we keep proper minutes for this workshop here. Okay, so I call the school board portion of the meeting to order. I ask for approval of the agenda.
Motion.
Motion by Cheryl. Second by Chuck. And at this time, I would ask Brother James Valentine if he'd say a prayer for us, and then we'll remain standing and pledge the flag.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time to be gathered here tonight, Father. We ask you to lead us and guide us, Father. Every decision you make, according to your will, and for betterment of this county which we live in, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I call the order for the commissioners.
Okay. What we're doing here tonight is just to give the audience a history of the reason for this workshop is there's been discussion over the last several years about some property that the school board owns in Suwanee, as well as this school board meeting room that we're in now. There's been discussion between members of each board about possibility of swapping the property in Suwanee and this property here for some services from the county. Because of Sunshine, you know, it's been very difficult for members of this board and members of that board to just get together and all of us get on the same page. So we felt that it would be appropriate for the two boards to come together in a workshop and discuss what we feel is appropriate for each board for the possibility of exchanging properties in Suwanee and the school board meeting room here. So with that being said, because of time constraints, we have a school board workshop scheduled for, a regular school board meeting scheduled for 6 p.m. So this is going to be a workshop between the two boards. We're going to discuss the possibilities. If time permits itself at the when we get done with our discussion, if members of the audience have any questions or concerns, we'll be glad to answer them. If we are close to 6 o'clock, I would just ask that if you do have any concerns that are not addressed tonight, you could either contact the Board of County Commissioners for more clarification or the school board. So just keep that in mind if we run close to time that you'll have the opportunity to address either board at a later time. So with that being said, we'll just open open it up for discussion between the two boards. I'll just start by saying that you know, in the past, there has been discussion about the Suwanee property, about the possibility of the Board of County Commissioners helping out the school board in the construction of a road project connecting our high school and our middle school. We're looking at doing that for safety purposes to be able to keep our buses from being on 19 during the busy times of the morning and the afternoons. We feel that it would be a tremendous help in our safety and the effectiveness of our school to be able to transport our students and our buses between the two schools off of Highway 19. So we would ask that at some point, if we decide that we want to make an exchange with the two properties, that we would ask the county to help us out with the possibility of helping us with the base for that road. We do have some funding that has been appropriated through legislature. It has not officially been signed by the governor yet, so we don't have money in hand, but we hope to get those appropriations. But I don't think that the money we will get will be able to cover the entire project. We would definitely need some help with constructing the base of that road. So anybody else and weigh in and discuss any of that?
And that on that, just particularly on the piece of property down there in Suwanee, helping with the base on that road.
Okay.
Correct. Now, we also have talked about over several years about the county obtaining this building and the property that goes with this building here also. So whatever we decide and feel is appropriate for the exchange of the two properties for some services from the county, that's what we're here for, just to all try to get on the same page and discuss what we feel is appropriate.
For clarification for me, are you the thought process we get this building and the Swanee property in exchange for building the base of that road? Is that your what I heard?
What we'd like.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't make sure I understood. We get both properties for that offer.
Here's what we'd like. We'd like y'all to deed both of them to us. We've never told school no on anything.
We don't intend to.
Sure. But we got a project going on down there in Swanee that would help Swanee tremendously with a rehab facility and a small gym down there, and it's the old firehouse. I think the building is ours because it's movable, but the property is y'all's. We've maintained the property for many, many years. We just would like for y'all to deed it to us, and whatever project comes up, we're going to help with. We never said no before, so I don't see no reason to start now. Just like the property, for this road, we deeded to 2 acres straight to y'all with no issue.
Sure, on the acres, I know it was a 60-foot strip along.
Whatever it is. I mean, right. It should have been 10 acres and we would have still done it. So that's what my proposal is. Yeah. I mean, we got a board here. I don't want to speak to the whole board, but I think I do.
Yeah. I'm going to help the school system whenever hell I can. Legal.
And I agree. I mean, all of us sitting here can agree that, both of these boards have worked very well with each other in the past. Anything that we've asked the county to do since I've been sitting on this board, they've always been, ready and jumped right on helping us out, and I feel like we've done the same thing. But
okay.
I think since we're talking about, such a unique project and all here, I think to protect both sides, if we just get, an agreement, something on paper, just saying, hey, this is what we expect. Y'all do this, we'll do that, and we're protected because 3 years from now, there's a possibility of most of the people on that board changing in the same way here. So just for future purposes and the length that this project may take, I just think as long as we've got something down on paper, we're all protected.
I spoke to Commissioner Hatch a couple of different times today because he's been very involved in this. This is his district. Talked to him. Another thing that the county can ensure the school board with this, this one, I've heard Paul say it on that side, talking to Paul, that's a very valuable piece of property to just give away in a good conscience. You have to think about that. But at the end of the day, these are both political subdivisions of the state of Florida. This property is, whether it's the Dixie County Board of County Commissioners, whether it's the Dixie County School Board, it's owned by the taxpayers of this county. So, but I think one of the issues I've heard in discussions was, the county could sell that if this board ain't here one day and profit off of it. So just in your discussions and your thought process, if this deal goes through, we can put in the deed a reversionary clause. If the board ever deems the property, the Board of County Commissioners, not useful to them, or they put the property up for sale, by operation of law, that property will revert back to the Dixie County School District. So I want to bring that out. That can be, take some concerns off your side if we get a new set of county commissioners decide to sell that property and profit off of it. That can be eliminated. So I wanted to interject that.
And just to give a little quick history on that piece of property, the school board actually attained that piece of property back in 1944, I believe. So I don't think this board would ever have any intentions of selling that piece of property and taking away the community center for the town of Swanee. I don't think that would ever happen. But it is an asset to this board, and if we ever got in a position where we needed to borrow some money or something to fund something, we could always use that piece of property as an asset to be able to borrow against. But I don't think it's the desire of this board to ever take away the community center or that property from the residents in the town of Swanee. So that would be the only, valuable interest that we would have if we ever needed to use it as an asset for a loan or something. So
state ever deems us worthy of building a school in Swanee, Florida, I don't think they're going to build one right there anyway. But it needs to be it needs to be for the community of Swanee. And just as does this building right here that we're sitting in. It needs to be a community asset. I mean, we're in the business of education. We're not in the business of community. It's a community.
Speak up.
Yeah.
You got one of it.
I'm sorry. But I think that's I'm all. I've been trying to do it for 8 years.
I have too.
I'm ready to.
I think just as long as we can just make sure that we've got, you know, things laid out on paper, what's expected of each entity, I think, you know, we can make it happen. I don't think it would affect the citizens in the town of Swanee either way on who owns the property. Like,
it,
I think
it does, though, Paul. It really does. We can't put a business down there for the people of Swanee because we don't own the building. The building's got a lot of rehab that's got to be done to it. And we've got a lot of work that we're going to put into it on the county side in order to get this business in place down there for the residents of Swanee. So it does matter on that side of it. Don't make any sense for us to try to put something down there and we have no control. I mean, at the end of the day, there's no control over that down there. It's just a.
It should have been done years
ago. Should have been done years ago. I agree with you. Me and you both have been talking
about it. I done summer school there. That's where I went to summer school.
I never had to go to
school board name, and somebody gets hurt, and it's a county event, and the county uses all the time. Guess where the liability is going to fall?
We're just cleaning things up. And
right.
That's my hometown. I mean, I'm all for that one. We got some money to do our road project. I did get contacted by the guys doing your project out there on the road, the retention pond of Davis, wanting to store material on our FFA property. And that may be something for us to discuss later, but it's a short distance for him to be able to put it on that FFA property, and we'll try to milk him for whatever we can get out of him to clear some more ag land or something, plant pine trees or whatever, or pasture land for our FFA program, giving him time enough to either remove it or don't do it. But I don't. That's not going to have any problem with y'all's health project.
So, I mean, if I'm hearing both sides correct, then I think we can agree that in exchange for the school district deeding that property to the county, that the county would be in agreement to helping us on our road project between the middle school and the high school.
I don't think we've got no problem with
y'all.
The only thing I want to ask of the school board, I know y'all, are y'all going to be applying for a grant to pay that?
Yes. We don't know.
If there's any way we could get a little bit more, because that road that runs by Marcus Hayes around by the county yard, them buses running out, it has just went. We couldn't have to do something with that, guys, because that road is
really. That would keep those buses.
And that's going to get them buses off of
them off of that road.
The road is still already in bad disrepair either way.
It's going to get them off of that road.
Yes.
Now,
the school district won't be
we won't get any more money than we've asked for this year.
And Commissioner Stevens, to answer that, we have been through the legislative process for a certain amount of money for that road project.
Yes,
now, I'm not sure if that amount would cover the entire.
I'm just saying the board would be appreciative if you had any extra left over. I could use on that. I'm sure Mark and Mark's, I think, but I know they'd be
going to
call him
our side
calling me too. So.
So from a legal side, from our attorney and from the board's attorney, I guess you guys could get together and work out whatever
deed,
legal terms, deed, you know, agreement, and then it could be presented to each board and
get it signed.
I think what could happen from here, when we go back to our regular meeting, I'd put this on the agenda, get it approved formally. Whether y'all do it tonight or your next meeting, get it approved.
We don't have it on the agenda tonight, so.
But when you do, if the direction is pointed, me and Shana can get together, draft deed with a reversionary clause. I can prepare a resolution on the county that, you know, basically a resolution that we agree to assist wherever we can
and helping the school board out on any project.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've always had.
Any project. I mean, we can do a resolution to that effect.
And the county greatly needs a community center on this side of the county. We don't have one anyway. This would be a perfect location for that.
Sure.
Yeah. With that being said, do y'all have some numbers on this building, the upkeep?
We do.
It should be included in your package. I'll read it later. But how far do y'all want it? Because y'all got some administration.
If
you'll look in
one that was
turn the page. Turn the page.
Right there. This is what we are proposing to give to y'all, which includes this building, which butts up to here and then runs back and squares y'all back up. Y'all already
own
this section.
Right.
Y'all own this section.
Okay.
So we would give you all of this.
Okay.
Which it falls back behind the building. Now, we do need some timelines on everything, I think.
Mr. Ganey and both chairmen and Ms. Watson, my understanding is both boards is going to present the ideas behind this workshop. Me and Ms. Watson is going to be going in the direction of preparing the legal documents to make this a reality. Is that the reader's idea?
Okay. So,
next month.
Are you guys, I know we primarily was discussing the Swanee property, but is this board interested in this property that we're on now? Because I know there's been some discussion about the expense and all of that and some questioning, but I think we put in one of those packets that shows what our average expense is on this building, so just want to make sure that y'all are interested in this.
He's really wanting to get this building for a community center down here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'd like to see that happen this side of the county.
Most definitely.
As long as you're willing to accept,
I think we can find that much somewhere.
Let's do it.
Y'all won't think we'll find it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's the cost distribution. They do have it there, so
it's tattooed
across the top. It goes back.
Okay, well, and they got a brand new chiller on it, ain't they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, you guys,
how
much was it?
Brand new.
They got a brand new HVAC system. I mean, 4 years, brand new.
And I'm not sure if the board has ever even been beyond this area right here, but there's a whole lot more beyond that wall to this.
Yes. Place. About 2 acres back here.
I'm talking about just the building here.
Okay. What else we got?
Big area.
We got rooms out here, bathrooms out here. We got quite a bit there.
They probably leave this much room in there as is in right here.
Correct if I'm wrong on the agreement on this right here. What y'all need to make sure that y'all got in there is, if I'm not mistaken, the septic system's behind this thing right here services this whole complex.
Yeah. And the water probably
has the water flowing you got right there. So need to be a kind of an agreement, shared agreement on that, whatever, however y'all want to do it.
What are that provided here over on the school? So, vice versa. They got the well, we got the septic tank, so.
Well, I'm just saying that that's for them lawyers to figure out. I'm just making sure he was aware.
How much time do y'all need? Y'all get something a month?
I just wanted to let them know they could go out and build another building behind this.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a survey for this?
Right. For the whole
would have problems.
There,
you know,
on that hill.
Dana, do you got a legal description on either one of these properties?
I don't know that it's surveyed out separate, but we're probably going to have to have an official survey on all of these parcels. I would like to get good legal code 20. That one I know
was. I think we're going to need a survey of both properties.
Yeah. So I think, you know, in the long run.
I'm talking about a meets and bounds survey.
Know where your corners are.
So them lines on them property appraiser maps ain't always exactly like you see in them, I can tell you, so don't go by that line you see.
I know it.
Okay.
And a lot of times these are one parcel and without an official survey.
I would suggest for the school board to pay for one survey and the county pay for another survey. And once we get them, I can do one deed, Jenny can do one deed.
There you go. Which one do you want? Which one do you want? You paying for it either way.
Yeah. I would recommend to take this one.
Then in a 7 hour meeting.
20's always a stinker.
Sure.
Let's do that. Yes, fairness.
We'll take 20.
20 probably is either.
It don't matter to me.
We should have
one. We'll take.
We'll take 20. We'll do 20.
Y'all good with that? Yeah. Then.
Chain them. We'll just order them at the same time and we'll work together.
And I'll tell you, unless we get a favorable prop up, it's about 3 months out.
That's what I was about to say. Surveyors.
Surveys are about 3 months out. So we're on a timeline. I know we were talking about timelines, but if we're 3 months probably to get a survey. It's possible maybe they can find a gap in their schedule, but I would say we're probably looking 3 months on a survey.
And to be honest, I'm going to call probably the person I'll call that I know get quicker to it. Probably Delta, who works for Raker up there. They had a Perry. They're a big outfit. Mr. Perry, so I like to use him. He's the next closest, and he's 4 months backed up. I talked to him today. Delta's probably going to be the best, quickest one. Delta just done the vocational school.
I think we've agreed to allow our two legal representatives to work out the details and send us something. Do y'all have anything else?
Sounds good to me, y'all.
Since we do have a little bit of time, I mean, y'all have heard what we've come up with. Is there anybody that has any questions concerning what we spoke about? Sure.
That is that, regardless of who community center is run by whom, they require upkeep. And if you've been back there, it's a disaster. Kitchen's been ripped out. And this is the use of this building. So just take that into consideration because basically since 1995, I've been keeping up with 20 community center inside. The county has been doing the ground on your property. Sure. So to call us up to keep it going. But it takes somebody. You know, the Water Board had a meeting down there Monday night, and I went by Sunday just to check on things. They said the air conditioner problem. You know, that's not going to be very good when the county calls me up and says, why is the light bill so high? So it needs somebody that's accessible, that can check on the place, that can lock, you know, make sure it's locked, make sure it's returned. Because otherwise, it's going to go downhill and it's going to go downhill very rapidly.
Sure.
Unfortunately, that's the way that they are. We have faith. We have one of our members again lives there. That's right, in Swanee. He doesn't mind doing anything. So, you know, we can as a chamber, figure out how to take care of the place.
Okay.
As far as just checking on it. Make sure everything's intact.
Well, I think after a couple of months, when this all gets worked out, then y'all could, you know, speak with the county commissioners, since they'll be the owners of it, and I'm sure y'all could work something out.
Thank
you. And the same way here with this building. I mean, there's people here that would like to utilize it, and they would be, I'm not sure, if people would be happy.
See, as of right now, we loan stuff out. Sometimes it comes back, sometimes it comes back broke. We felt like there needs to be a deposit, you know, with somebody.
There will be when they have it. You have to pay to use the facility.
Right now, it's really, really cheap. And so, you know, we get all kind of fussy about the tables coming back broke.
And I think the county's been talking about looking at revamping all of our community centers and getting a better accountability, because, like I say, the county bought tables and stuff, and they get toted off over the years. There's nobody, somebody borrows them, takes them to their house, and they never make it back. So that has been discussed and still in the works.
Okay.
All
right.
Y'all got any more questions?
I'm the secretary, so the entire 20 chamber is here because that building means a lot
to y'all.
Yeah. I'm honored and want to comment to both parties because this is kind of a no-brainer. There was some concern that people start to run off the treadmill and start freaking out.
Will y'all please squash the rumors now?
Yes.
And I want to say this is the school. I'm for helping the school system on anything, on this road and on anything else. Well, them children are our children, our responsibility.
That's exactly
they're
right.
Citizens. Some of them, it wasn't just a couple of years ago, I was sitting there. Now I'm sitting here. It's my turn to take care of them. A couple of years, some of them is going to be up here taking care of me when I'm old. When I'm wiser. I don't like the word old. When I get wiser, I say that. So, my turn now, take care of them, so later on they can take care of all of us.
You don't want to admit it, Jamie, if you done got wise.
Well, no, I got a long ways to go. I'm getting old. Yes.
Hey, school board, and y'all and Mike, the superintendent, I appreciate y'all coming together really on short notice. It means a lot. We've always worked good together. Tim's always been a kind of a go-between, and Tim knows this project's been near and dear to me for a long time, and Chuck. So, and then Cheryl, me and her talked about that road, a blue meeting conversation, it seems like. So, but thank y'all for what you're doing and taking care of our youngins, and we appreciate that. And anything we can do, please let us know.
I've always been helpful.
Yeah, I was going to say, and for y'all, I apologize. I was in a meeting that ran late, and I had no choice but to be there. But, you know, that is one thing we're blessed, that the county and the school system has always worked hand in hand. And a lot of counties don't have that. That's heck, a lot of counties, right. The school boards don't even get along. So, but, you know, we've always had that. It's what the right thing for the people. So.
I'm impressed because I come from county. About everything.
Y'all start thinking about if you want that park at Horseshoe.
Let's go ahead and get that on the table while we're doing all this.
The park at Horseshoe?
Y'all are maintaining it.
You want to give it to the city of Horseshoe or county or whoever?
Yeah, we could give it to Horseshoe.
I think we discussed about that. Swanee's a little bit different because that's not its own municipality. I think that would be better served if Horseshoe would take it. Let Horseshoe take that.
Okay.
If Michael,
that's up to y'all. I don't care.
Michael, if you contact the city council,
I think
there's a version
law
on that park.
Park in Horseshoe, if it was not utilized, it would go back to the bus.
Yeah, there is.
Donate.
Marty Shoreworth, and you want to check on that.
So I don't know if y'all can do that.
No, I don't.
I think Jody's right. I think there's a reverse.
Yeah.
I think we take our shirt island property.
Okay, we've discussed what we've come to.
So, on the school board side, I will entertain a motion for us to adjourn.
Motion
by Chuck.
Second
by Cheryl. All right. School board has adjourned their portion.
Need a motion.
Motion.
Is that a motion? By
second.
All in favor?
Thank y'all again.
Thank y'all guys.
You just don't ever give up.
Hang in there, brother.